It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
It is back to school time here in North America, so I thought I would take a look at some idioms that use the word back. Now, back is a body part, right? You know, it's under your head, above your bum. It's your back. All right. So like, oh, my back really hurts. And that's very common use of back. But there are many back phrasal verbs as well as idioms. So some back phrasal verbs are get back, get back, get back, which means, you know, look out, kind of there's danger ahead. Or when you are going reverse in your car, okay, so driving backwards, you would say back up, okay, back up, go in reverse when you're driving. Or put back, you know, and that means to return something. Put back that candy, my mother used to say. So return that candy, don't eat it, return that, return it. Or step back, so take a step backwards, okay? Take one step back. Or payback, yeah, payback, return money to someone. It also means revenge. Yeah, it's payback time. I'm going to get my revenge. Yeah, so the word back is unbelievable. It has many, 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 many meanings, and it has many phrasal verbs, and it has many idioms. All right. And so here are my kind of top five useful back idioms. All right. Number five, laid back. Laid back. Yeah, laid back means kind of a relaxed attitude. I'm usually laid back on my vacation. There is a great song called Laid Back and Key Wasted. If you haven't heard it, it's got great attitude. Laid Back and Key Wasted. Check that out. And we should play that. That's a good song. So it's kind of a relaxed song, like you're on an island, you know, you're laid back. All right. Number two, never look back. Never look back. And this is an expression that means, you know, forget about the past. Look to the future. All right. The past is over. It's done. Now and the future is what you need to think about. So never look back. All right. Next one. Number three. Back to the basics. Back to the basics. Stephanie, I think we used this one before, maybe. I can't remember. Back to the basics. This one looks familiar to us. This expression means that sometimes in life, we make things really, really complicated and difficult. So we need to sometimes just make things simple. All right? Keep it simple. Get back to the basics. All right, taking something complicated and going back to the beginning, kind of step one, and doing it again, back to the basics. All right, next one, number two, I like this one, stabbed in the back, stabbed in the back. Yeah, this one is a bad one. This one's a really bad one. So if your friend, coworker, girlfriend, boyfriend betrays you, cheats on you, hurts you secretly, or perhaps gossips about you, tells lies about you, then we say they stabbed you in the back. All right? They're not your friend anymore. They've been doing things, you know, behind your back, which is another one, behind your back, and they've stabbed you with a knife in the back. Ah! And that's ultimate betrayal. So that's a really good one. All right, the number one, my favorite back idiom is backseat driver. Backseat driver. Yeah, oh yeah, you guys, you men out there know this one. That's the person who usually is in the back seat, but it could be, you know, somebody sitting beside you. I won't say who, ladies, but who's always complaining about your driving. Yes. All right. So, oh, you're driving too fast. You're driving too slow. Be careful. Ah, shut up. Stop being a backseat driver. So, my students, never look back on life. Do your best. And if you can't understand something, get back to the basics. Because once you are successful, you can enjoy your life and be laid back forever. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.